have a few announcements. First of all, today at 2 p.m., we have our church council meeting. Our volunteers this week for the food pantry are Shirley Gorman and Linda Morgan. On Tuesday at 10 a.m., we will have our Bible study right here. Wednesday, 5:45, is youth group practicing for the Christmas program that we're all looking forward to so much. Thursday, 2 p.m., is bell choir practice. And a reminder that next Sunday, 4 p.m. is a feast of praise over at Summit Church. So remember that on your calendar. Are there any other announcements? If not, we have our bell choir with us today. Please listen as they bless us with a sweet hour of prayer. So much to the bell choir. It is always such a wonderful addition to our worship to hear that glorious music. And from where I am, those bells look really shiny. They're extra shiny now. How did they sound to you now? Just come back from being serviced, so it's good to hear them
sounding at their best. So thank you again. Please stand as you're able for the confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit so that we may live and serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song, O God, our help in ages past, number 632. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
You can find the Kyrie on page 165 and the Canticle of Praise on page 169. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Let us pray. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without you, nothing is strong, nothing is holy. Embrace us with your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may live through what is temporary, without losing what is eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
God speaks to us in scripture, reading, preaching, and song. The first reading is from the fourth chapter of Malachi. See, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day they come shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healings in its wings. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 98 responsively. Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things, whose right hand and holy arm have won victory.
O Lord, you have made your victory. You have revealed your righteousness in the sight of the nations.
You remember your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of God.
Shout with joy to the Lord, all ye lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice, and sing.
Sing to the Lord with the harp and the voice of song.
With the trumpets and the sound of the horn, shout with joy before the King, the Lord.
Let the sea roar, and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell therein.
Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the hills ring out with joy.
The Lord will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. The second reading is from the third chapter of 2 Thessalonians. Now we command you, beloved, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to keep away from believers who are living in idleness and are not according to the tradition that they received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us. We were not idle when we were with you. We did not eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labor, we worked night and day, so that we might not burden any of you. This was not because we do not have that right, but in order to give you an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we gave you this command. Anyone unwilling to work should not eat. For we hear that some of you are living in idleness, mere busybodies, not doing any work. Now such persons we command and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to Luke, the 21st chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, And in various places, famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Do I have children who want to come forward for a children's chat? Good.
Good morning. Good to see all of you here. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about one of our readings today, and that is our song. You want to come up, Rosie? You can come. Your mom can come, too. That's all right. Now, our psalm says, sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things, whose right hand and holy arm have won the victory. And it says, shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice and sing. Sing to the Lord with a harp, with a harp and the voice of song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Shout with joy before the King, the Lord. And then it talks about all of creation. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell therein. Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the hills ring out with joy before the Lord, who comes to judge the earth. Now, how would you shout out with joy to the Lord? By doing good things? But how would you shout out of praise? I know, we're really quiet. Is there anyone here who can shout out in praise?
Hallelujah.
Oh, finally! I heard a voice. Hallelujah! What else? Woohoo! Okay. We got a woohoo. What else? Well, that's the beginning. Can you imagine, though, all of creation shouting out to God? When it talks about the trees clapping their hands. Can you envision what that looks like? Have you ever seen the trees as they sway in the wind and they look like they're doing that? And have you ever seen the river as it's going over rocks and it looks like it's jumping for joy? I know, we're quiet people and we don't ever seem to want to make noise in church. Have any of you ever been to a Baptist revival? Any hands? Baptist revival. All right, I have one. Good, I'm not alone. Believe it or not, I was raised in the South, but the first time I went to a Baptist revival was in Utah. I know, I have stories.
Better
late than never. But the experience of people who had no problem shouting out, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and preach it. So, I know it's hard for us to say anything. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. So there is a help. And again, thank you and thank Marilyn for these helps. If we can't shout, we have instruments that can do it. So choose something from here. And we're going to try. I think there's enough. Yes, this should be something. There's some maracas. You want that one? This is good. Wanna try that one, Rosie? Alright. So your mom wants it then. Alright, so let's give it a try. Shout with joy to all the earth. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Come on!
Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord! Shout with joy!
Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord!
Praise the Lord!
That's what we're told in our psalm, that the day will come when all creation is going to make make this noise? Why? Why will all creation make such a ruckus? Because the Lord is coming. And the Lord is coming to do what? Exactly. To save us. It says the Lord is coming to judge the world, but to judge the world with what? With equity and righteousness. So the day will come when you won't be afraid to shout out. But for right now, praise the Lord. Thank you. Let's pray. Thank you. So good and gracious God, we just thank you for being able to praise your holy name. We just thank you for the time that you will come in justice and righteousness. That you will come to save this world that you love, this world that you created. And until then, we will just shout our praise to you. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you.
O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I know the readings today weren't the cheeriest that you can think of, and those of you who know me probably figured that I was going to be preaching on the gospel because it talks all about law and judgment and things that I, as a lawyer, would know a lot about. But no, I'm not going that direction. Instead, I'm going to go a completely different direction that might ruin for some of you your favorite Christmas song. Are you ready? Okay. Now, you see, my husband's cousin, Mike, posted on Facebook that one of the Los Angeles radio stations, Coast 103.5, started playing Christmas music on Friday, Veterans Day. When I repeated that information on my Facebook page, a friend remarked that a station in Portland, Oregon, had also started playing Christmas music. Is it too early to listen to Christmas music? What do you think?
Yes.
I see some no's. I see some yeses. Do we have a consensus? Yes, Christmas music. No, Christmas music. When's the right time to listen to Christmas music? Okay, I get all year, I get after Thanksgiving. Well, what is Christmas music? How would you decide whether or not something should be included in that category? Well, if it mentions the birth of Christ, sounds like Christmas music, right? If it mentions snow or winter, even though there is nothing in Scripture to indicate that Jesus was born in the winter, we include it. If you look at the Cranberry hymnal that we used, you will see that the first hymn in the Christmas section is number 268, From Heaven Above. You will find familiar hymns such as Away in a Manger, O Little Town of Bethlehem, O Come All You Faithful, and Silent Night in the Christmas section. But there is one familiar hymn that is not included in the Christmas section. You will find it instead as the last hymn in the Advent section, number 267. Do you know which one that is? Joy to the World. Exactly. Are you surprised that Joy to the World is not really a Christmas song? We regularly sing it at Christmas time. It is undoubtedly being played on radio stations like Coast that are already broadcasting Christmas music. And for some of you, it may be your favorite song of the season. Hundreds of hymnals and books of Christmas carols include it. Well, why then am I stating that Joy to the World is not a Christmas song? Isaac Watts, an English congregational minister and hymn writer, wrote a paraphrase of the Psalms that he entitled The Psalms of David, Imitated in the Language of the New Testament. It was published in 1719. Watts had paraphrased Psalm 98. That's a psalm that we read responsively today and that you heard again with the children. So he paraphrased it in two parts. And Joy to the World was taken from the second part of the paraphrase, verses 4 through 9, which he called the Messiah's coming and kingdom. In commenting on the paraphrase, Watts said, "In these two hymns I have formed out of the 98th Psalm, I have fully expressed what I esteem to be the first and chief sense of the Holy Scriptures." Watts viewed the Psalms as having value only insofar as they pointed toward Christ. He intended his paraphrase to refer to the second coming of Christ, not to Jesus' birth. Let's look closely at the lyrics of Joy to the World. When we do, we will see that it refers to the joy that all of creation will express when Jesus returns to judge the world in equity and righteousness. So verse 1, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing." Of all the verses, this is the best known and the one that seems most Christmassy. During Advent, the season that is soon upon us, we often talk about preparing our hearts to receive Christ. But if you think about it, we speak frequently about that sort of preparation. We talk of preparing our hearts to receive God's word through scripture reading and through preaching. We talk about preparing our heart to receive our Lord in Holy Communion. That heart preparation is something that we need to do continually, for it is so easy for our hearts to be turned to other things. One of my favorite passages from Scripture reminds me of this reality. "For where your treasure is, there is your heart also." So many things in this world distract our attention from the one true treasure. We need that reminder. Let every heart prepare him room. Verse 2, "Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy." These words echo those of Psalm 98. "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises." Not only are humans to make a joyful noise, but all of creation joins in the song. As the psalmist stated, "Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and all that live in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity." If any verse is omitted from the singing of this particular hymn, it is verse 3. "No more let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found." Sounds uncomfortable in a Christmas carol, doesn't it? This verse is not taken from Psalm 98. Instead, it comes from Genesis chapter 3, when God spoke with Adam and Eve after they had eaten from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God punished them for their disobedience. To the man he said, "Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return." We look forward to that day when Christ will return and his blessings will flow over all of creation. In verse 4, "He rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love." At his nativity, Jesus came as God made flesh. When he died on the cross and rose again, we were blessed with the forgiveness of our sins. In the waters of baptism, we entered into Christ's death and resurrection and were given the hope of eternal life. When Christ comes again, he who created all things will come to judge the earth, not as humans might judge, but as one who loves what has been created will judge. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Now, I'm not saying that we should not sing Joy to the World at Christmas time, or that we should rip it out of the hymnal and put it in the special music section along with the other music for the end times. That would be a little bit too drastic. Instead, when we do enter into Advent and the Christmas season, let this hymn remind us that even after our Christmas trees are taken down and our decorations are packed away, the hope of Christmas will linger. At Jesus' birth and during his time on earth, many of the prophecies of the Old Testament were fulfilled, but not all. That is why we wait for Christ to come again. As we wait in hope. As we wait, we can join the psalmist in praising God as King of the universe, calling on God's people to remember God's deeds, which show both God's power to save and God's commitment to do so. As we recall the words of Psalm 98 and the hymn based on it, we are reminded that God is in control. Despite what we see, God is still in control. God is coming to judge the earth, not with the harshness of human judges or tyrannical rulers, but with righteousness and equity. All creation joins in the song, marveling at God's mighty deeds, about God's mighty right hand and holy arm that reach into the world to save us. Let us break forth in song with all the earth as we await the time described in Romans 8, when the creation itself will be set free from bondage to decay into the glorious freedom of the children of God. When that day comes, God will indeed rule the world with truth and grace, and all the world will know the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. Joy to the world. Amen. Let us join together in our hymn of the day, How Firm a Foundation, number 796. profess our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. United with your saints across time and place, we pray for our shared world. Reviving God, keep your church active in its mission and ministry. Encourage bishops, deacons, pastors, and lay leaders to risk boldly in their proclamation and fill them with wisdom and endurance for challenging times. Lord, in your mercy, receive our prayer. Renewing God, as the Northern Hemisphere prepares for winter, make us mindful of the ordered beauty of your creation. Teach us to treasure cycles of rest and new life. Help us care for what you have made. Lord, in your mercy, receive our prayer. Loving God, accompany all who make sacrifices for the sake of others. Safeguard first responders and active duty military personnel. Grant peace to veterans and heal any wounds in body, mind, or spirit. Lord, in your mercy, receive our prayer. Healing God, your people cry out to you. Sustain doctors, nurses, and hospital personnel in their tireless work. Uphold mental health professionals and those in their care. May the Sun of Righteousness rise on all who are sick, especially those in our prayer chain and those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, receive our prayer. Uniting God, unite this assembly in its shared mission and ministry for the sake of the gospel. Highlight ways we can better work together and give us patience to work through disagreement. Lord, in your mercy, receive our prayer. Consoling God, abide with those who grieve for loved ones who have died, especially those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. Comfort us with the promise of resurrection and new life with you. Lord, in your mercy, receive our prayer. Accept these prayers, gracious God, and those known only to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. And we thank you for sending your offerings to the church or giving through online banking. Let us join together in our offertory, Praise God from Whom All Blessings Flow, number 884.
Thank you.
duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join in their unending hymn.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of abundance, with the throne of life and cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love of the world, and continue forever in the risen life. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as you go forth into the world to love and serve the Lord, receive this blessing. The God of steadfastness and encouragement grants you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus. Amen. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The God of all grace bless you now and forever. Amen. Let us join in our sending song, Abide With Me, number 629.
Thank you.